wise men. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar. These words are rather inaccurate, aren't they? There's no real evidence that there were three, or that they were kings, and although we refer them to them today as magi, from which we get the word magic, there's no evidence that they were magicians. And there's no mention, is there, in Scripture as to how many men set out on the journey to follow the star? But church tradition suggests that there must have been three because of the three very special gifts that were presented to the baby Jesus. And the Magi have been given various names. But from the Roman church tradition of the 7th century, we know them as Belshazzar, Melchior and Caspar. And there is even a 6th century mosaic that also gave them these names. But the names are probably speculation. And the men were not kings, but probably astrologers from the East. And if so, then the East of Palestine would mean they probably came from Persia, now Iran, maybe Assyria, or from Babylonia, the country we now call Iraq. Now today, horoscopes are usually seen as a bit of fun, aren't they? But these astrologers were well respected, and they would no doubt have studied many years to understand the stars. They were men of holiness and wisdom, skilled in philosophy and the natural sciences, and experienced in the art of astrology and the interpretation of dreams. And as there were a number of Jews living in the East, they would no doubt have been familiar with Jewish scripture. And this may well explain why they were so interested in this heavenly event with a Jewish king. Well, they were certainly wise, and they were probably important people.